Mamed Vav Mamed Beis, Kol Mitzvah by the Mishnah. Kol Mitzvah she tluya ba'aretz. A mitzvah that's taloi in Eretz Yisrael. Ainin eheges ela ba'aretz. V'sheina tluya ba'aretz. Meheges bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Chutz, there are three exceptions. According to the Tanakhama, the two exceptions mean ha'ola akloyim. And the Pashtus Loshna Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar Omer af hachadosh. So even though these three mitzvahs are tluyim ba'oretz, they're noyeg b'chutz la'aretz also. Let us see what Rashi says. Tluya ve'eina tluya b'gmarim mafarish lo. Exactly what does this mean, tluya ba'oretz? Chutz min ha'ola ba'klayim. Sha'af al pi shetluya is ba'oretz, noyhagim af b'chutz la'aretz. They're noyeg b'chutz la'aretz, ha'ola halacha. All those noyeg b'chutz la'aretz, halacha l'mayshim y'sinai, v'akloyim y'divrei seifrim k'da l'kama. Af ha'chodesh, m'la'ochloy lifnei ha'emer. In the Pashas, it's also noyeg b'chutz la'aretz. Just let's learn a little of the Gemara, and then we'll see Tosfos. May tluya, Umay she'eino tluya. What does tluya ba'oretz mean, and what does eino tluya? Ilema tluya d'chsiv ba'biya. The Torah, when the Torah mentioned this mitzvah, the Torah said, ki yiviyacha, ki savoyu. So the Torah was mekasher this mitzvah to Eretz Yisrael. That's called a mitzvah that is toli ba'aretz. V'she'eina tluya, d'leksiv ba'biya. Let us see what Rashi says. Tluya d'chsiv ba'biya. She'tola ha'kosuv b'biya sa'aretz. The Pasuk said that this mitzvah is chal, will be chal when they'll enter Eretz Yisrael. K'goin ki savoyu, ki yiviyacha. And eina tluya means that it's not dependent in b'biya sa'aretz. Rechte Gemara varei tefillin u petach ha-moyer d'chsiv behen biyeh. These are two mitzvahs that the Torah mentions biyeh. Rashi says tefillin u petach ha-moyer k'siv bu ki yiviyacha v'parshas kadoshli. So the Torah mentioned the mitzvah of tefillin and the mitzvah of petach ha-moyer. V'noyagim bein ba'oretz and bein b'chutz la'aretz. So if you'll say tluya means that when the Torah speaks about this mitzvah, the Torah was mekasheret to be a sa'aretz, and therefore it is only noigin eretz yisoh, so we have a big problem. Tfilin and petach ha'moir, the pasuk says ki yibiyacha, and it's noig b'chutz la'aretz also. Oma Rav Yehuda hochikoma. No, pshat and tluya neina tluya mean something else. Kol mitzvah shehi chayvas haguv. A mitzvah that's chayvas haguf, neheges bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Chayvas karka, eina neheges ela ba'aretz. A mitzvah that's chayvas karka is only noyeg, only ba'aretz. Let us see Rashi. Set Rashi, v'noyhagim bein ba'aretz. So now Rashi wants to prove that tefillin is noyeg b'chutz la'aretz. So Rashi says, Tfilin ashkechen bekama duchtin berabbonon amoiroi de bovel de manchi tfilin. So modern Rashi could only prove that tfilin is naik v'chutzlots because in bovel they wore tfilin. Nemesin the Ran says a more aposhetazach. The Ran brings down that tfilin is naik v'chutzlots. It says, in the Parshas Bahoya im Shemoya, Vavatam Meheira mi Allah Oretz HaToyro. So there the Pasuk speaks about leaving Eretz Yisrael, and then it says Ukshal Tamoisom. So it says Tfilin. So we see klar from the Pasuk that Tfilin is Noyig B'chutz Loretz. This is a Meredik Araya, and then there's a Hekish already Tfilin to Petach Hamel, Parshas Vayikei B'yacha. So we can't say that mitzvah satluyas ba'aretz means that the Torah was mekashere to be his oretz, because the tefillin and petach amir anoig b'chutz l'oretz also. So the Gemara says, no pshat, the Mishnah is, there's a difference between chayves haguf and chayves karke. Chayves haguf, Rashi says, haino, eina tluye ba'oretz. Eina muteles loyala karke, it's not a mitzvah that's mutl on the karke of Eretz Yisrael, like shviyas, there's a din v'shofsa ha'oretz. V'loyal gidulov, it's not a mitzvah that is dependent on Gidulei Eretz Yisrael. Ela al gufo yishel adam. It's a mitzvah that's mutal al gufo adam. Kegoin Shabbos, Tfilin, Avedis Kechovim, Petach Hamoyer, Mile, Arayis, Chiyotzebem. That's called a chayves haguf. And that is noig b'chol mokem. Chayves karke, shemuteles ala karke. Or a gidulov, or something that grows from kakois eretz yisrael, tumeis, maisreis, chala, leket, shikha, peye, shviyis, some of the karke, chadosh, ola, kilayim, this is the gidulei karke. So these are mitzvahs atluyis ba'oretz, that without exceptions is ein noegim elo ba'oretz. Now let us see kaisvis on lamed vav amid bay. Kol mitzvah hatluya ba'oretz, chutz min ha'ola va'kilay. Birishalmi porich. So, ola and kilayim are exceptions. It's mitzvahs hatluyas ba'oretz, afal pikein, it's noyeg b'chutz loretz. Rashi had said, ola's alacha l'moshe misinai, kilayim medivrei seifrim. Is Birishalmi Porich Amai Loitoni Chala. Why doesn't the Mishnah say another exception? Chala, which is Tluya Ba'oretz, and there's no Bechutz Loretz. Midarabon. Umishani, the Yerushalmi answers, Lefi She'eino Ve'isa Shal Oivdei Kecha. It says, Arisa Yseichem V'loi Shalakum. And that what the Mishnah says, it is noig b'chutz loretz, means afilu shalakum. We're speaking about that this is noig afilu shalakum, and Taisus will bring a ray from the Yerushalmi lady that all is noig shalakum. So therefore the Mishnah does not speak about chala, because chala is not noig b'chutz loretz if it's shalakum, if it's a gilgul, if it's a isha shalakum. Loi mayri mas nisin, elo bedvorim, anoyagim bi Yisrael, ubi oivdei kechov. The Mishnah is speaking about, the Mishnah that mentions the exceptions means that in chutz loretz it's noyik. But oivdei kechovim also, and since chale does not fall into this category, so therefore the Mishnah doesn't mention chale. Vekoshe amai loi porich nami hosom, why didn't the Yerushalmi ask a kasha amai loitoni trume umaisa? Kidaporich michala. Trume maisa is also noyeg bechutz loretz. So, good, you'll say the same teretz, maybe it's not noyeg shalaka, but ask the kasha al kaponim. Why did the Yerushalmi only ask from the tevel of chala and not the tevel of trume umaisa, which is also noyeg bechutz loretz? Ve'ein loyma lefisha einom elamidarabonon. You say, well, trume meiser is noig bechutzlot only midarabonon. The chalonami einom bechutzlot elamidarabonon. The lohochi boya mailoitani chala. The Yerushalmi is why didn't say chala. Ve'loy mishani lefisha hi midarabonon. So the kasha is the Mishnah, when the Mishnah wants to mention exceptions, the Mishnah speaks about the darabonons also. Mitzvahs atluyas ba'oretz, which are noyig b'chutz loretz midarabonon. So why didn't the Yerushalmi ask also from trume maisa? V'yesh loyma, v'lohochi boi michala lefi shegozu al chala b'chol mokim. Because chala is noyig all over it, in the complete chutz loretz. So memele, just like all is noyig all over. So that was the Yerushalmi's kasha. So why didn't he mention chala? Aval al trume umaisa loy gozlu b'mech koymais arechoike me'eretz Yisrael. the places that are far away from Eretz Yisrael, there's no din of Trumas HaMaisis, Alad Vavke, Ayoreis, Asmuchais Loretz. So there the Kasha doesn't begin. Yes, why didn't the Mishnah speak about Truma and Maisa? Because the Mishnah is speaking about something that's like V'cholchutz Loretz, these exceptions. So Mameila, so Truma and Maisa is Machlal Nachshar, it's only in certain Mekoimis which are close to Eretz Yisrael. Now, Tosfos wants to explain the Higufa Kasha. Fine, the Yerushalmi, we understand, but we see that the Emerson Chala is a din tevel, it's tovel lechala. That before you mafrish chala, it's tevel. Before you mafrish truma or maisa, it's tevel. And meiker adin, both are mitzvahs atluyis ba'aretz. Dafke if the tvua grew in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbanon said, no, that the din tevel of chala is noig b'chol mokim. The din tevel of tume is only noig in places close to Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos says, it's a sabot demaiseh, chazal, for some reason, said me the Rabbanon, the tevel of chala is noig all over. And the tevel of truma ma'is is only noigan da yoris hasmuches loretz. It's lechere the same halach. It's one halach that the hafrosh is makid is al tevel. So why in the darabonon dike takone they differentiated between kale and truma ma'ises? Behindu time the gozu ala chala b'chol mokim tvei mitruma ma'isa. What's that kipshat? Lefi sha'achale doime yoisa l'choivas haguf. Sherei achiyuv bo al yedei gilgul ise, sheha'odam oise. That means like this. Min ha'toire, the chiyuv chale is milechem ha'oretz, the chiyuv chale is tafke from tvue which grew in Eretz Yisrael. Now there's a tnai, and kemach yina nafrish chale. You have to make an ise in order to become mechuyev b'chale. Fine. But mina teire, this gilgale ise is a condition in chayves ha'oretz. That means the mechayev of chale is lechem ha'oretz, it has to grow from Eretz Yisrael. But in order for it to become mechuyev, you need gilgale ise, but gilgale ise is not the Mechayev. Gilgalayse is a condition in the Mechayev of Lechem Oretz. You're only Mechuyev if you made an Ise that will become Lechem. Fine. That's Minatoyre. So Minatoyre, it's Chayves Kalke, it's Chayves Oretz. But to the naked eye, it looks a little modern. It looks, it grew in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Tevel. There's no Tevel Lechale. I made an Ise, my pula. So it looks like I'm creating the Chiyuv. So the Rabbanon said, because of this Nire Kechoyves HaGuf, so they said, so with the Rabbanon, we gave it a din of a Chayves HaGuf. That means that the Gilgal HaIse creates the Chiyuv. So with the Rabbanon, we gave it a din of Chayves HaGuf. So Chayves HaGuf is like B'chutz Loretz. Now, L'chayre, Tosfos is going to have a problem. So, let us say the same shtik teire with the tevel of Trumas and Maisres. That means you need Gemal Meloche in order to make tevel. Before Gemal Meloche, there's no tevel. So good. So, mina teire, the lomdus is, it's chayves karke, that the chiyev, the din tevel sheboy is because it grew from Eretz Yisrael. It is a condition, you need Gemal Meloche, but that's mamish the same thing like Chalet. But let's Abba Mida Rabbonon, it looks like it becomes Tevel through the Maise Shalodo, the Maise Shalodo. I mean, that makes the Chiyuv Tevel. Before Gemal Meloche, there's no Yisrael Tevel, Mina Torah. So the Tevel comes about through Maise Bnei Odom. So why, again, did Chazal, both are an Yisrael Tevel, both are an Yisrael Tevel that come about through a Maise Odom,
And here Chazal split the hair. When it comes to the table of challah, they said, oh, it looks like a chayvus aguf. It looks like the pulas ha'adam made the yisur table. So it's not b'chutz la'aretz also. When it comes to the gemal melacha of tvuah, tumah ma'aser, which is also the same, no, this doesn't look like a chayvus aguf. So here he only said that yoros ha'smuch is l'aretz Yisrael is a din table in a froshes tumah ma'aser, but not. So why did they draw the line between the table of Chal and the table of Tumei Maaser? So let us see what Tosfos says. V'hainu taime v'gozru al Chal b'chol mokem tvei mitumes Tumei Maaser l'fi she'achal doime yoisa l'chayves aguf. Because Chal looks like a chayves aguf. Sh'rei achiyuv bo ha'yidei gilgalise sh'odo moise. So the Rabbani gave it a din of a chayvus aguf. Aval tume u'maiser einon mutolois elo al mi sheyesh loy karke v'domi tfei l'chayvus ha'oretz. Now we have to understand what Tosfos is saying. So, the Rishash says a few words, and I'd like to elaborate a little. Could be this is what the Rishash means. And the Yisoid HaDvorim Mishnayis, this Mishnah is a perish of the Likutim and the Tosfos Yontev, Mishnah Tes, that speaks about this, and I'd like to elaborate a little. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, Perek Beis, from Hilchos Maisa, Halacha Beis. The Shitas HaRavid is that Tevel Geraisa is if it grew by Reuven, and Reuven made Gmar Melacha, that's Tevel Geraisa. What is if Reuven sold it to Shimon, and Shimon made Gmar Melacha? That's Lekuach. Lekuach is part of Minatoy. That means the whole Chiyuv of Tevel Minatoy is only if the Baal HaKarka made the Gmar Melacha, then it's Chayuv B'Tevel Minatoy. If it was sold to someone else and he made the Gmar, before Gmar Melacha, it's Amzei Natoy. After Gmar Melacha is that if the Baal HaKarka made the Gmar Melacha, if the Lekech made the Gmar Melacha, is a Ptur of Lekuach min HaTorah. The Rambam says not like this. The Rambam says that the Ptur from Lekuach is only if the Gmar Melacha was not by the Lekeach. If the Lekeach made the Gmar Melacha, so then it's a Tevel D'Raisa. So the Machlokes the Rambam and Ravid is, if the Lekeach made Gmar Melacha is a Tevel D'Raisa, like the Rambam it is Tevel D'Raisa, like the Ravid it's not Tevel D'Raisa. So according to the Ravid, L'chaira Atosfos is very Gishmak. So Atosfos says, you see, that the Chiyuv Tevel, you can't say it's a Chiyuv Haguf, because the Maise makes it Tevel. You see the Lekeach purchases the Tevel and he makes Gmar Melacha, it doesn't become Tevel. Ela, Tu is a Maise, and it tells Alami Sheyesh Lekalke. That means the Baal HaKalke has to make the Gmar Melacha. So there you see Klo, that the growing in the karka is the mechayev, under the condition there was a gemar melacha. So Chazal did not give this a shem of chayus aguf. Ma she'ein kein by chale, if the tvuah grew in Eretz Yisrael, and I sell it to someone and he makes a gilgal ha'isa, I mean there's no ptur lekuach by chale. So here the creation of the isa makes a chiyuv chale, chilek. So it's already not attached to the Baal HaKarka. The Gilgalisa makes a Chiyuv Chala. So there it looks like a Chayvus Aguf, said the Rabbanon. Rabbanon gave it a din of a chayves a guf and it's noig b'chol chutz loretz. Now, the Likutim on Mishnayis, he has only one problem. He says, but you know, the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam is like the Rambam. We're learning Taisus over here. Someone wanted to say this pshat and Taisus with the Raivet and those. He says, but we're learning Taisus. You can't dance on two chasmas. Taisus holds the Rabbeinu Tam, holds like the Rambam. So you have a problem. So on this all, I wanted to say one vote. The Taisus HaRosh brings down the Rabbeinu Tam. He said a different Teretz. He didn't say this Teretz. Rabbeinu Tam said a different Teretz. Taisus HaRosh lotzech with the Rabbeinu Tam. Then he brings down this Teretz. This is not the Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz. Rabbeinu Tam had a different Teretz. So this Mahalach in Taisus is not from the Rabbeinu Tam. So this Mahalach of Taisus can hold like the Raivet. So then we can understand what Taisus is saying. So that's one Mahalach. Taisus had a problem. Why did Chazal differentiate between the Tevel, Habo al Yedei Maisa Ha'odom, and the Tevel that comes like the Gilgalisa? Why here Chazal gave it a din of Chayves HaGuf, and here they didn't give it a din of Chayves HaGuf, so Al Kaponim, L'chayre, this Teretz of Taisus is going according to the Raivet, and we could understand the Chilip between Tvue and Isa. That's one Mahalach. Oid Yesh Loina. Now Taisus says, I'll tell you another Mahalach. The difference between Tavu L'Chale and Tavu L'Tuma Maisa. Ta'ayin O'Taime, the Loi Boi Mituma Maisa. Why the Yerushalmi did not ask this Kasha? Why didn't the Mishnah say that there's a difference? There's an exception of Tuma Maisa, which is also Noi B'chut Flores. Mishum the Tony Birushalmi, Rabbi Seinu Shebachutz Loretz Hoyo Mafrishin Truma Maisa. They were Mafrish Truma Maisa, at Shebohu Horoivim Ubitlum. Till the Roivim came and they were Mavato, this Indian of Afrosh. They stopped being Mafrish Truma Maisa and Chutz Loretz. Uboi Mai Roivim, Mitur Gemanye. I don't know exactly what this means. I couldn't find this Yerushalmi. About Kaponim, so Truma Maisa is not Noig B'chutz Loretz. There was once a Zman they were Noig, but Bitlum. So Mameila, so it's very good. Now, why is Taki Bitlum? V'yesh li ten tam. V'lefichoch Bitlu Truma Maisa. L'fisha achshov B'chutz Loretz. Ein ha-karkoish shalom. In Chutz Loretz, the karkoish do not belong to the Eden. Sherei mishubodois hein la-melech. All the karkoish in Chutz Loretz are mishubit to the melech. It belongs to the melech. Vanu noisnim mehem mas la-melech, and we pay property taxes to the melech. In Cain, Ein lahem din karke la, so it's a goyish karke. In Cain, ein lahem din karke la hafrish tumo maisa. It's a karke that belongs to a goy, so there's no din of tumo maisa. Vin taima, fakteisves, if that's the reason, Beretz Yisrael nami mishubodeis hein lamelech. Filohochi mafrishin tumo maisa, so, manavshech, what is the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz? B'yashloima the enkinyin lo'oived kechovim b'Eretz Yisrael lafkiya miyad maisa. So Tosfos says as follows, that first let's explain this halacha. Enkinyin miyad akum b'Eretz Yisrael lafkiya miyad maisa. Rabbi Chanan m'kayvet shiurim Chelik Beis, Simen Yudalit, Beis Dalit. He explains, he brings a Rashi in a Sheleach, Le Inyan, the Man Yom that says, Ein Kinyan La Akum, Le Inyan, Kedusha Sa Oretz, Le Cholo Amechire, Vadayin Hishala Yisrael Leini Kedusha. That means, so Bachanan explains as follows. That theoretically, if Eretz Yisrael belongs to a goy, there's no Kedusha Sa'oretz. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is dependent after it belongs to Yidin. If it belongs to a goy, there's no Kedusha Sa'oretz. But there's a Svare Ein Kinyin La'akum La'afkiya Kedusha Sa'oretz. That means it is his, Lagabi, the whole Chayisha Mishpat, he could make holes in it and dig, do whatever he wants with it. That's in Chayisha Mishpat. But in Kedusha Sa'oretz, it still belongs to the Yid. So that means there are certain levels of bailus. There's a level of bailus linyan tashmishim, that's the goyis. Linyan kedusha, it can never become the goyis, it's still the Yid. So if it's the Yid, so it's growing in Eretz Yisrael. It has kedusha sa'aretz, so it's chai betumis amaisis. In chutzal ha'aretz, fakert opal. Let us appreciate this halacha. That means that there is a chiddush that the bailus ha'akum in Eretz Yisrael cannot completely own the Oretz legabi kedushoso. That means his bailus is mugbul. So memeila. So that is why in Eretz Yisrael yechayiv trumas ha'maislus min ha'tayre. It's not the goyis. It's not Chutz La'aretz, it's Eretz Yisrael. It belongs to the Yid still. They has Kedusha Sa'aretz. So his bailus cannot take over it doesn't have a complete bailus, Lagabi the Kedusha, so Mamele, that's where his din Eretz Yisrael. So now, if the Rabbonon wanted to be Machmer and say Chutz La'aretz has the same din of Eretz Yisrael, so by Trumas HaMaisos, they wouldn't say it, because the whole Chiyuv of Eretz Yisrael is because it doesn't belong to a goy. He can't acquire Eretz Yisrael, Ein Kinyan La'akum. But in Chutz La'aretz is no such din of Ein Kinyan La'akum. It belongs to the goy. It belongs to the goy. So this is not similar to Eretz Yisrael. That means the same scenario in Eretz Yisrael, if it would ever be possible, to be part of an Eretz Yisrael also. So in Meile, they did not want to be Geyser, Chutzalot, Otto, Eretz Yisrael, because it's a different scenario. In Eretz Yisrael, it belongs to the Yid. So it's a Hishdushus Oretz. So it's Chayv, Betrumas, and Maisres. In Chutzalot, it belongs to the Goy. So it's not Chayv. So it's not similar to Eretz Yisrael, besides the boundaries, and it's a different Mokim. It's a different story. It's a different scenario. So that is why they patterned Eretz Amim from Tumas and Maisres. Agavuche, others ask that the Shaila of Ein Kinyan, Yesh Kinyan, is a machlokes. There's a man, the Yoma, that says Yesh Kinyan. So how does that work? So I forgot who asks, but he answers that Afilu you hold Yesh Kinyan, that Tavkev, it's mamishes, but this Shibud, we're speaking about the bailus of the Melech, Shubot is saying the Melech, this bailus of Shibut, everyone holds Ein Kinyan. That can zicha nabi mafkiya the Kedusha, so that's why they did not make that Chutz La'aretz should be similar to Eretz Yisrael. Now, okay, so finish, and now Taisus explained that the Rishalmi, that the Rishalmi is the Kasha only by Chalim, not by Trumas HaMaisles, min Yerushalmi shehevesi yesh lo ichiach. So what did the Yerushalmi answer? The Yerushalmi answered that the Mishnah that brings down exceptions to the rule, that this choivas ha'oretz, which are noig and chutz la'aretz, we're only speaking about exceptions which also apply if there's a bailus akum. And since chale, there's a miyot harisei seichem v'loi shalakum, that's why the Mishnah did not speak about Chale as one of the exceptions. But Al Kaponim, Tosfos says, Yesh lo ichiach, above from the Yerushalmi, we can prove the Ola Oklayim, that the Mishnah does mention, this is an exception. This is Noeg B'chutz La'aretz, Noegim B'shalei B'tkechon. Al Kaponim, we have a Mishnah, from this Yerushalmi, on our Mishnah, we can prove that there's an Issa Ola and Kloyim, there's an Issa Ola and Klayim, in Chutz La'aretz, even though it belongs to a goy. And that is why the Mishnah speaks about this exception. V'chein mashma beperikein mamidim. Paistos Toysos did not have an often a raya that, that Ola is noyig if it belongs to a goy. Toysos is bringing about mashmos. From the Yerushalmi Paistos Oy. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah would seem like that. The Kama Hosom, Mipnei Magvines HaOivdei Kechomim Asurim. One of the reasons why did they ask a cheese of Goyim, Mipnei Shemamidem Oisa, because the Maimed of the cheese is Besorov Shem Ola. They use the sap of Ola in order to be Maimed the cheese. And that's why you're not allowed to eat it. Umayri ba'ola shayvde kechavim. It's speaking about that they take the sorrow from their payers of all the doicha kulayim the mayri ba'ola shayvde. So again, we see that ola that grows by a goy is also awesome. Mechein mashma lekamon. And Taisus is bringing a raya mashmois from the Gemara further. The kama sofik ola b'chutzola ore. The Gemara says that even though Ola is Asa in Chutz La'aretz, but Safek Ola is Muta. If you don't know, this is one of the rare cases that ignorance is bliss. That means if I don't know if the Peri is Ola or not Ola, no problem, I can go and eat the Peri. So the Gemara says, Safek Ola b'Chutz La'aretz, Yoyreit v'Lekeach. So I go into the Pardes, the orchard, this person has trees, all the trees, not all the trees. Ubulvat shalayir eno likeit. That means I go over to the owner of the orchard. I want to have 25 pounds of apples. Now, if I look into the orchard, how he's picking them, I'll see this is the new tree that just was planted. I don't look. You just give me 20 pounds of apples. And then this one, he takes 20 pounds from whatever tree he feels like giving me, and I take it, and I eat it, and shalom al yisoil. Was it Ola? I don't know. I didn't look. I didn't ask. I chose not to ask and not to look. So mamele, it's mutter. That's what it says in the Gemara. B'vachle yirenu like it. So now Taisus is saying, fine. So the lekeach is ignorant. But the one, the moicha who's selling it, he knows which trees he's taking it from. Bal kocha, so who's the moicha? Bal kocha of Mayri ba'ola David kecham. Al kocha of the owner of the orchard is a goy. Di ba'ola di Yisrael. Halayasa limka the dmei ola asurim. What is he doing over here? How is he selling it? He knows that it's over him. It's not sofik ola. Over him it's vaday ola. So again, so we see, so Mr. Amit speaking about that the orchard belongs to a goy. And it's still ola. So we see from these rayas, that Ola Shalakum is awesome. Fine. The kosher. So now Taisvis, this is very interesting Taisvis. Taisvis started getting very serious. So this is very much Negeil Amaisa. The kosher. The Amrinam B'Meseches Rosh Hashanah Linyan Ola. Echad Anoiteya Ve'echad HaMavrich Ve'echad HaMalkiv Yesh Behem Mishum Ola. There's three oifanim that you can have ola. One is aneiteya, that means he plants a tree into the ground. So the first 3 years is ola. The echad hamalkiv, hamalkiv means he grafts, he takes a branch from a tree and he puts it into the trunk of another tree. So that's also called ola. It doesn't matter if this tree is here 10 years old. Then there's a third case of Echad HaMavrich. Echad HaMavrich means that a person takes a branch and he bends down the branch and covers a chelik of the branch with earth and it comes out on the other side and the branch starts sprouting roots. Where it's in the earth, it starts sprouting roots. So that what's coming out of the other side of the branch, that's Ola, because it's growing new. This is considered like a nunity, and it's Ola. Fractoises. So we're in hot water. V'im kein, eich onu nenim in akromim. How are we allowed to have wine? The vineyards belong to Goyim. שהאויב די כרחובים מבריחים אויסון בכל שונה. That means every year the mavrich, the kromim, the vines. Va'af al pi shein onu yoydim vadai she mavrichin kulam. We don't know, it says all of them, we don't know. So let us say so, it hits a sofik ola is mutter. O yulonu leilech acher haroit. The Taisa says, no, this is not sofik ola, this is a roit. This is roiv of the branches that we have wine from. They were mavrich. Olachera, this is arube de lesser kamon, I think, because the Shmaitzer speaks about there's arube de isa kamon and arube de lesser kamon. Arube de lesser kamon is a roiv of svore. That means. Let me just explain for 2 minutes the difference between Aruba de Isa Kamon and Aruba de Lesser Kamon. Aruba de Isa Kamon means as follows. I have 10 stores that are selling meat. 9 stores sell kosher meat. 1 store sells treifa meat. Now, I'm walking in the street and I find a piece of meat in the street. Now, this piece of meat came out from one of the 10 stores. Let's maybe make it a little bit. One of the 10 stores sold with a bag that had a hole in it, and the meat fell out. So now, this happened from one of the 10 stores. Not one of the 10 stores sold meat with a faulty bag. That's what happened. That's really the story. Which store was it? So I say, well, it's kosher meat. Is there a svar in this? There's no svar whatsoever. Because Lamaise, one store, if I could really find out who sold them the bags, maybe I could find that also. But I can't find that out. That Lamaise was the story. Or they filled up the bags. Whatever the story was, one store, a customer from one store dropped a piece of meat. There's no svar whatsoever to say that it came from the kosher store. It came from one store. And there's 9 kosher stores. It came from one store. Which store did it come from? There's no svara. No, it's a halacha. It's a halacha. But there are... I don't know where it came from. That's for sure. I don't know where it came from. But, I say like this, but I start going down the list. If it came from store Aleph, it's kosher. Came from store Beis, it's kosher. So I have 9 stodim that it's kosher. If it came from store Yud, it's tayf. So... halachically, there's such a svara. If you have 9 stodim that it's kosher, I don't know which store it came from, but there are 9 possibilities it came from a kosher store. There's one possibility it came from a treifa store. So the halacha is you're allowed to rely on roiv. This roiv is not a svara, this is a gzeiras hakosher. In if you'll ask anyone, an insurance consultant will tell you the Lemaisa, which store it came from is, I haven't the faintest idea, but halacha can be soimach on this. Such a roiv would still be called safik olam. It's still a safik. I wouldn't have a problem. But there's a rubit the lesser kamon. A rubit the lesser kamon. I once heard from Rav Epstein Zolgizunza, and he said, a moshul, what's a rubit the lesser kamon? A rubit the lesser kamon is, I'm making a survey, how many people in this city smoke. There are 100 people in the city. I interviewed 99 people. Out of these 99 people, 40 smoked, 59 did not smoke. I interviewed them. Now I'm going to go over to this last person and I'm going to ask you a shaila. Does he smoke or doesn't he smoke? The shaila is not he from the 59 or from the 40. He was never interviewed. He's a new person. I'll clear before I ask him, does he smoke or doesn't he smoke? So I'll say, well, see, the tendency in the city is most people don't smoke. Mistame doesn't smoke. This is a svara de keroiv. This is a ruba, that's a ruba de lesser kamon. Not the roiv is where did he come from. He never was in any of the 2 groups. That means if I had interviewed the whole city and there were 60 non-smokers and 40 smokers, And now someone's walking in the street, and I'll ask a shayla, should I offer him a cigarette or shouldn't I offer him a cigarette? That's a lubba de isa come on. The shayla is from which group did he come? And the 60 chances he came from the non-smokers, 40 chances he came from the smokers. There's one person that went out. That's a lubba de isa come on. But if I want to ask him, he's not coming from any of these groups. He was never interviewed. I'm calling a shayla, does he smoke? So say, Mr. Tommy doesn't smoke, because see, there's a tendency in the city not to smoke. That's a ruba de lesser come on, and that's a svara de kiray. That's not called suffik. So memeles, so Taisva says, don't tell me it's suffik ola. That means, most of the kromim, the goyishe farmers, they make avroche. Most of the vines they make avroche. This is a ruba de lesser come on, and this is no suffik. I can assume, so if I'm getting, well, I can assume that this wine came from my branch that was, they were mavrich. So memela sotesis has a problem. Ba'acho pishan yoidim vadai shemavrich in kulam, hoyelon nulei lechacharoiv, this is a uvid the lesser kamon that doesn't have a teres of it. This is a vadai. So how are we permitted to drink wine? Now tesis, that means tesis just was mevara, that Olo Shel Akum is also, and that's where we get our wine from, and they're Mavrich, most of the Zmoiris, they're Mavrich, so Mistov, I can assume that my wine came from a vine that they were Mavrich, so how can we drink wine? There were ma'ira that it could be, this is a ruba de isa come on over here. If say mavrichin kulam means all the farmers or all the trees, so then we have a chiddush from Tosfos, for a ruba de isa come on also does not have a din of suffik ola. So kaponim, so Tosfos asks the kasha. Ba'ima rabbeinu shimshin, she'shol ba'iv de adama, so it's a bitter geshaft. They decided to make chiddush and chalas. I mean, someone brought up the shayla, so the Rabbeinu Shimshin went over to those who had the vineyards. Va'amru loy, and they told them, she'einam choytchin azmoira min hastam. So they told him a very interesting thing, that when they're mavrech, so even though it's growing, also has a yenike from the ground, but they don't cut it off from the trunk, so there is a double yenike. There's a yenike from the trunk and from the ground. Oh! And bim kain hu yoinik oid minas kaino. So then it's also yoinik, it's not, that's not called olo. Olo means that the whole yenike is a fresh yenike. But since this is also yoinik, that means they're being moisif on the yenike by being mavrich. Now you have a double yenike, you have from the stav and from the karka, but that's not called ola. It's not called ola. Ba'omarosom, amavrich bezman sheyoinik min haskeine, pata min ha'ola. If there's a yenike from the skeine also, it doesn't have a shame ola. Vim sipek chayiv. Sipek, the rishash says, sipek means if it was cut off from the stav, then it's chayiv ba'ola. So, vuhu niker heitev. And you can tell if it was cut off or if it wasn't cut off. Amor de kezach. Vunike heitev. Kshayaynik minaskeina. Kshayna yaynik minaskeina. You can tell if it's yaynik, if it's not yaynik. Kshayazmoire yaynekes minaskeina. When there's moire, when the branch is yaynik from the zakeina. Aleihem noitim letzad acher. So the leaves of this meira cannot face the zakeina. See, a meira de kemosh on the Yerushalmi in a minute. It's looking the other way. But if it's not any more yaynik from the zakeina, then the leaves face the zakeina. I don't need you. I'm not dependent on you. Then I can face you. But if my whole chiyas is only from the zakeina, then I can't face you. The simonich, and the simon is, the high man, the ochel mechavre, a person who's being supported by someone else. He's giving him his food, he's supporting him. boys listakula, but he can't look him in the face. He's too embarrassed. I once heard from a goyim Rameh Bergman Shlit, he said, Amoyer Likazach, he says, all the brachas that we say Baloshin Nista. The beginning is Aloshin Noicha, then it's Aloshin Nista. Baruch Hato, Paikeach, Malbishum, everything he does, he does. Because one bracha, we speak to the Rabbi Nisham, Ulechon no Elohoides. Because that's there, when it comes to Haidor, not, he's very good to be, no. There they want you should speak to the Rabbi Nisham, Ulechon Elohoides. I have to thank you. I'm dependent on you. I'm thankful to you. By Haidor, you have to speak directly to the Rabbi Nisham. The hepach of the nature of a person who likes very much to, it's a very touchy, sticky, matzah. Fine, okay, so Taisri said, that means even though we have a roi, that they make a brochen, but there's no, it's not muchat that it was, that's still not, that could be still yaini from the zakena also. So it's an eret unique, which does not give it a Taisri solo. Fine. So Baruch Hashem, the wine was, you can still use the wine. Venire. The Chodosh Noig Bizman Hazeh. Now Taisa speaks about Chodosh. We have, and they were talking about, the Mishnah says, Afa Chodosh, Lekach Yesh Lizoyel, Shim Odom Yedeya, Bevadai, Shasoirim Nizru, Acher Zman Hakrobes Oima, Tahaino Acher Yudvov Benissin, Shloyoichom Mehem, this is very also touchy. Acha Yidvov Benissen, the Zriya, you need the Hashchoshe. You need when it started to, the Zriya is nothing. So, Al Kaponim, the Mephoshim ask this. Shloyoichom Mehem. So if you know that it was Nishrash, after the Akrovah Sohima, so then you should need it. It's awesome in a Torah. Umisofik ain lesser kol ha-sohirim. Even the roi vasoirim nizru kaidem tazayim benissen. So, misofik we can rely on roi. It seems in France, al kaponim, the spring crop was not, the ashkosha was, roi was planted before that, so the yom was matter, the yom akrabas yom was matter. Obi rishalmi nami mashme, but now Taisa says something else, agavuche, Taisus is saying now, not like a famous Bach. The Bach wants to say, that means in Europe, there was most people were not Nizer and Chodosh, and the Shaila is why. So the Bach wants to say because Chodosh is not Noyig if it grows by a goy. So that's what Taisus wants to say, not like that, because we have a Yerushalmi, and Taisus is building with this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi nami mashma the chodosh noig af b'shalei v'krom. That's no answer, because the Yerushalmi says the Mishnah only spoke about exceptions which are applicable by goyim also. The porech Allah the masis nitoni af achadish amai loy toni chala u'mishana fishein b'shalei v'krom. That the Mishnah that mentioned chala because chala it does not apply by if it grows by goyim. So my stays chadish does apply. The masnisin noyig b'shalay v'kechav. Mashm the chadish to ton masnisin noyig b'shalay v'kechav. A tefillin no petach hamoya perish bekonteres. So Rashi said the noyig b'chutzlaos. The ashkem mekam aduchtin berabonon amiroi the bavel the manchi tefillin v'chemetzin bebchayres the Rav Nachman berei the Rav Yosef toymi bavel ay petach hamoya v'im toyma. Dilma midrabon and haba avdi. So Taisim says, so what's the problem? Maybe the tatluim ba'aretz means it says kivi acha. And that they wore tefillin and chutzlaos is midrabon. Yeshlam de mikomokim parshata. Chinami midrabon and haba avdi mikomokim haba lal misnai b'masnisin. It should have said in the Mishnah, chutz mitfillin the petach hamer. The choshiv olda b'masnisin. The mashma b'samachtin ala midrabonim d'toni yer v'lekeya. That means the Mishnah is speaking about exceptions that Rabbanan also. He had the Rishalmi, yes, let's say Chala. So Memeila, so that's the Gemara's Kasha. If you'll say that Tfilin is called Mitzvah Satluyas Baretz, so Ibazoi, if it's Mitzvah Satluyas Baretz, So it should, the Mishnah should have mentioned this exception also. The mitzvahs are tluyas ba'aretz, ein la'elim keinema ba'biyah, it says ba'viyacha, v'reikloyim d'leksi ba'biyah, v'korelei b'masnisim tluyas ba'aretz, al-kochach. Tluyas ba'aretz means that it grows in Eretz Yisrael. It's gidulei ha'aretz. V'yishloim d'leilim ha'idei, the mitzvah shichai v'sakaka nikris tluyas ba'aretz. That the Gemara always knew. That's something that it's the gidul is ba'aretz Yisrael, that's ichi called tluyas ba'aretz. Avagav l'ksi ba'biyah. Because of a bia, but not many crystal you bought it. So, Lachi Porech, Arei Tvillin, Upetach Amel.